Ever noticed your migraines getting worse during pollen season? What if those just allergies days are quietly triggering your head pain too? Welcome to Migraine Heroes, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines with years of pain, misunderstanding, and lack of answers. I'm Diane Ducarme. I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. My mission in life? To help 1 million people. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Just to keep you fully supported, this podcast is educational. For diagnosis or medication, always work with your doctor. Now, take a breath and let's dive in. In this episode, you will learn why pollen allergies can quietly trigger migraines, even if you think you just have hay fever. What happens inside your body during allergy season that can push your nervous system towards migraine attacks? And one simple daily action you can start today to reduce this inflammatory load that pollen puts on your system. Stay with me till the end, because by the end of this episode, you will understand why allergy season can overload your nervous system and what you can do today to protect your brain during those high pollen days. I often have people come to me who initially think they simply have or used to have allergies. Every spring, they would start getting what they call sinus headaches or sinus migraines. The pressure in the head, the congestion, the pain around the eyes, it felt very much like a sinus problem initially. But then something curious happened. Those sinus migraines kept on coming back and they became stronger and they started to appear in more seasons and the symptoms became more complex. Eventually, someone told them, actually, this isn't just allergies, you have migraines. And in many cases, that's true. But what's confusing is that the person who thought they had allergies at the beginning was not entirely wrong either. And the doctor who later diagnosed migraine is not wrong either. Both can be right, because for many people, seasonal pollen allergies and migraines are closely connected, and one can easily trigger or amplify the other. So today, I want to shed some light on that connection, how seasonal pollen can interact with the migraine brain, and why some people see their migraines spike in spring or early summer. So let's first explore what science tells us. So, what are those pollen allergies? Pollen allergies are often called allergic rhinitis, occur when the immune system is going to react excessively to pollen from trees, grasses, or weeds. And the immune system mistakenly treats pollen as a dangerous invader and releases inflammatory chemicals to fight it. The main chemical released during this response is histamine, which triggers symptoms such as nasal congestion, sneezing, itchy eyes, sinus pressure, and fatigue. But what many people do not realize is that histamine and inflammation also influence migraine pathways. So what's the link between those allergies and migraines? Multiple studies show that migraine is significantly more common in people with allergic conditions. A large population study published in the Journal of Headache and Pain found that individuals with allergic rhinitis had a significantly higher prevalence of migraines compared to those without allergies. Note that I always put the links to those scientific articles in the show notes. Similarly, research in cephalalgia reported people with allergic rhinitis were up to 1.5 times more likely to suffer from migraine. But why? Histamine plays a huge role here. So histamine does several things that are highly relevant for migraine. And if it's not your first time listening to one of my podcasts, you will know about this already. Histamine dilates blood vessels in the brain, activates the trigeminal nerve, which is essential to migraine pain, and increases inflammation in surrounding tissues. Research published in the Journal of Headache and Pain explains that histamine can activate trigeminal nerve endings and promote the release of neuropeptides involved in migraine attacks. Another factor is sinus inflammation. During allergy season, swollen sinus tissues increase pressure in the face and the head. This inflammation can stimulate nearby pain pathways that overlap with migraine circuits. There is also a broader concept of total inflammatory load. And migraine is increasingly understood as a neuroinflammatory disorder involving the trigeminovascular system. A review in Nature Reviews Neurology describes migraine as involving activation of inflammatory signaling molecules and nerve pathways in the brain. During the pollen season, your body may already be producing histamine, cytokines, and inflammatory mediators. This additional inflammatory burden may lower your threshold for a migraine attack. In other words, your brain becomes more easily triggered. Now, pollen season can also overlap with other migraine triggers, like changing barometric pressure, super important, increased sunlight exposure, disrupted sleep due to nasal congestion, and fatigue from immune activation. And when these factors combine, the migraine threshold can drop even further. So if you feel like springtime equals migraine season, your experience is not imaginary at all. It is biologically and increasingly supported by research. Now, Western medicine focuses on histamine and inflammation. Traditional Chinese medicine looks at this pattern differently, but in a surprisingly complementary way. In traditional Chinese medicine, the seasonal allergies are often associated with wind invasion, particularly wind heat or wind damp. And I know those nouns sound terrible. But wind is considered a pathogenic factor, something that enters the body through the head and the nose, disturbing the delicate balance of energy in the upper body. Just think of it creating chaos. And interestingly, migraines are also commonly linked to what is called liver wind or liver yang rising migraines. When these patterns combine, you may see symptoms such as headaches, sinus congestion, eye irritability, sensitivity to light, dizziness. There's an old Chinese saying that states when the wind enters, the head suffers first. And I'm conscious some of these concepts, if you're not familiar, are very esoteric. However, they translate so brilliantly in a migraine context because they explain the interdependency of why, when you have, you know, pollen-triggered migraines, can they evolve into so much more down the line? Because, for example, here, another key organ that's going to be involved is going to be your lung system. That lung system is going to govern your nose and your body's protective energy called Wei Qi. And so this is going to act like an energetic field that's going to protect you from environmental influences such as wind, pollen, and pathogens, but also changes in barometric pressure. When your Wei Qi is weakened, the body becomes more vulnerable to seasonal irritants or external factors. And the results can be symptoms like sneezing, congestion, headaches, fatigue. So from this perspective, pollen allergies and migraines are not two separate problems. They are signals that the body's defense and regulatory systems are out of balance. And so I want to illustrate for a little bit that domino effect that traditional Chinese medicine is so good with. Western science will provide us with incredible frameworks and data. Here, it's more not about the precision, but about the big picture, that domino effect happening. So if you have seasonal allergies, you're going to impact part of your body and you're going to start to produce mucus. That mucus is going to start to steer wind and to start to create chaos because different fluids are not going to go in the right direction. Now, the more you're going to have mucus, the more you're going to have a more damp body. So a body that is a lot more invaded by heavy fluids and can start to present different symptoms such as skin rash, redness on the skin, urinary tract infections, endometriosis, weight in the lower midsection, cellulitis, brain fog. And the more you're going to have dampness, the more your stomach spleen is going to be weak, the more you're going to have dampness. And the more you're going to have that dampness, the more your allergy field is going to expand and you're going to start to develop intolerances vis-a-vis sugar, vis-a-vis gluten. Your digestion is going to be weaker and weaker. And the more that's going to happen, the more the vagus nerve that is tramping its roots inside of your biome is going to have a weak form of your nutrition that's going to weakly nourish the leaves of your vagus nerve, if you imagine as a tree, to your brain. And so that whole interdependence and how you solve it is, in my opinion, really, really nicely explained in traditional Chinese medicine in a way that I see in my work is incredibly powerful and gives us frameworks and references that allow to change them. But you have to combine, when it comes to migraines, you really have to combine East and West because it's so complicated. And so this has become complicated because it's going to remind us that the migraine is not just a neurological event, like is more mentioned in the West, but it's a reflection of how your body is going to start to respond to its environment, with pollen to start with, but barometric pressure changes next, etc., etc., creating a complete maze where it's really hard to find your way back home. I hope that makes sense and that resonates. And that's why there's so many podcasts. You know, feel free to search the keywords of what's relevant to you so you can start to piece together all of the puzzle of your migraine profile because they can be so unique. Now, let's get to action. Here's something simple that you can try today in your home. During pollen season, rinse your nasal passages with a saline solution in the evening. This really simple practice, commonly called as a saline nasal rinse or neti rinse, helps remove pollen particles that accumulate in the nose and sinuses throughout the day. By reducing that pollen exposure inside of your nasal passages, you may reduce that local inflammation, that histamine release, that sinus pressure, all of which can help lower the inflammatory load that contributes to your migraine triggers. After rinsing, take a few slow breaths and gently massage the two points on either side of the nose, right next to the nostrils. These points are traditionally used to support sinus drainage and open the nasal passages. Small daily rituals like this can gradually reduce the pressure your body carries during allergy season. Now, this is a small thing you can do today because being able to be action-orientated is so important. However, if you have sinus allergies and migraine, I just want to acknowledge how complex the situation might be. And I hope that the knowledge that I've shared with you helps you understand the bigger picture. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you are resilient, and you are not alone. Keep rising, migraine heroes.